Let me reiterate this. Under no circumstances are you two to cause the disaster required for this assignment. Is that clear?
Clear like a fine consommé.
You have extra time on this assignment specifically so that you do not have to get into any trouble. That means no cloud racing, no courtroom dramas, and absolutely no heists. Management was very clear about that.
We got it, okay. We're ready to roam the city looking for a chance to cut in line during an emergency. Kind of a grim assignment, huh, Delmont?
Yeah.
That's all of today's assignments, folks. Get out there. And Cameo and Delmont, don't cause any emergencies.
Aye, aye.
Well, okay, let's...
You've been on your comm a lot lately.
Yeah, I'm just looking for someone.
Zaptop locator protocol? Delmont, are you looking for Top Pal?
Sort of. Yeah, look, I gotta get back to my lab and focus on finding this. We can start the assignment next week.
You've been cooped up in your lab every day. Except this time you actually seem kind of unhappy about it.
I haven't been sleeping much. Oh, shoot, I gotta run.
Wait, would you maybe wanna go on a booze cruise with me tonight? I've already got a filled out punch card with your name on it.
Oh, well, you know, wouldn't someone else be a better companion for that? Like, that bug rapper?
Nap?
Yeah.
He's helping his dad clean out a bunch of trucks.
Oh, what about Catnip? Such a good listener, you know?
Look, things have been weird since the museum, and I think it's my fault. I want to do something nice for you.
No, it's not that. It's like...
I was a total jerk. I thought you killed Binkus. You need to get out of your house, and I owe you one. Drinks on me?
I probably could use a break.
Mm-hmm.
And I do like the idea of having my drinks paid for. All right, fine. I'm in.
Yes! Okay, I'll meet you at the dock at 6:30. Make sure you wear something hydrophobic. We're going to sea!
Wait, casual hydrophobic or formal hydrophobic?
Naughty but nautical evening wear.
What does that even mean?
I don't know, but I'll find out when I see you wearing it tonight.
Well, I guess I better get out my plastic blazer.
Hey, Delmon. Thanks for letting me do this for you. It means it'll be fun.
Yeah, what's the worst that could happen?
Experience the world through eyes not unlike your own. Take in the feeling just like the real thing. Experience the world now. So what are you waiting for? See it, hear it, touch it, feel it, love it, live it the X-Corp way. What will you experience today? Get a job, sign a lease, go hold, steal a car, cast a spell, be a star. Do it all over again. Brought to you by the Experience Corporation. What will you experience today?
Wow, Delmont, you should incorporate more waterproof outfits into your rotation. Very snazzy.
Ah, thanks. Maybe I will. Oh, look, you can just barely make out Bingo Sam Land in the distance.
Well, nowhere's perfect. But look, the SS Twisted Terror.
Sure is a lot bigger than I anticipated a booze cruise to be. I was expecting a party yacht, not an ocean liner.
It's a Class C leisure vessel. It's a very popular attraction.
Is it? There's only like two people in line, and they're super old.
Well, I'm sure everyone is already inside getting twisted. Come on. Hello, Captain. I am here to redeem my punch card for me and a friend this time.
Are you then?
Excuse me. Yeah. Go on ahead, enjoy the voyage, and I'll be around with program shortly.
Thanks, Captain.
Does the captain usually take tickets?
No, usually it's this guy, Jendal. Maybe they finally busted him. No, he's too fast.
So, where do they keep the potions?
The what?
You know, the potions, the juice, the booze for which we cruise.
Booze? Oh, no. This isn't a booze cruise. This is the booze cruise. a monstrous maritime merriment.
Oh, that would explain the screaming.
But you knew that, right?
Yeah. I knew that.
Good. Okay, great. This is gonna be the perfect night of scary frights.
Oh, I just love this place so much.
I can tell.
Ooh.
We have to start with Count Laughula at the Comedy Coffin.
Is that what it sounds like?
Yes, but it's even better. Delmont, we're gonna have so much fun. Yeah!
What is the deal with airplane food? I mean, if I have to suck the blood of one more flight attendant, I might actually become one. What do you call a baseball player that drinks blood? Next. At bat! Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba!
Boo!
These jokes bite.
Let him warm up! It's just getting started.
That guy's jokes are better than the impaler up there.
Laughula does seem a little bit stiffer than usual.
Thanks you very much. And don't get me started on garlic knots. Garlic knots. More like, I will garlic not be having any.
That's not even a joke.
Babe, we should have gone to the shuffleboard deck.
I hate to defend a heckler, but...
Look, there's no need for anyone here to be a bully. Let's all just calm down and enjoy ourselves.
It's just an automaton cameo. It's not a robot. Doesn't have feelings.
Count Laughula's real. All the performers on the Booze Cruise are. That's what makes it special.
That's not Count Laughula. That's Jokes Feratu.
What did you say?
I might be a blood sucker, but don't call me a sucker.
Yeah, that's definitely an automaton.
Why would they have sacked the Count? No offense, Mr. Jokesferrato. You're doing great.
Pardon my coffin fit. Bah! Bah! Bah!
Let's get out of here. This guy sucks. And I ain't talking blood.
Maybe we should go check out another, more fun part of the ship.
Okay. I know the perfect place. It's the most terrifying, horrific, intense, blood-curdling.
So, this is the most blood-curdling thing here?
This is all wrong. This used to be the haunted ballroom. It was this totally amazing, immersive horror experience where you got to dance with phantoms, and now it's just...
Now it's just a cheesy animatronic band.
Ugh!
The scariest thing about Whiskey Jewels and the Drooling Ghouls is that anyone would consider this entertainment. My point, exactly.
Look, Delmont, that guy's talking to a ghost. Isn't that scary?
I am speaking to a dictaphone, you dolt.
Don't talk to my partner like that.
Like the scares in this place, the guests appear to be terribly... simple.
Wow, the ghost possessing this guy is being a real wet sandwich, huh, Delmont?
Why would anyone bring a dictaphone to a booze cruise?
Because I am the head attractions critic for the Morning Fog, the most prestigious paper in Three Cloud City. Apparently there's been a change to this decrepit waste of dock space, and I was sent to review it.
How's that review going so far?
Take a guess.
Having to take notes through all of the best experiences in the city rather than feel them yourself? Ugh, what a nightmare.
Of course someone as easily amused as you would think that.
You say easily amused like it's a bad thing.
I assure you it is. I've seen enough. Dolts, adieu!
That guy had worse vibes than a broken massage chair.
Don't let his negativity get to you. This place still has plenty of scares to offer. Just... maybe not here. I don't know why they changed everything. Ugh, this is not going the way I wanted it to.
It's kind of cute, actually. These automaton are kind of historical, and you could say they're...
Wait! I know where we have to go. There's no way they would have changed their star attraction. Or should I say, their king attraction.
You said that like I'm supposed to know what you're talking about.
Hark! And this way to terror!
Hello, it's me, producer Caleb. It is currently very early in the morning, so this week's mid-roll might have a little bit more of an ASMR vibe to it, so as not to disturb my neighbors. And with that, let's get to it. Cameo plushies have already started to arrive at their new homes. Our wonderful cameo army is embedding themselves in homes across America as we speak, lying wait, the great sleeper agents that they are, for their final mission, which is to be determined. But once we're ready, we'll encode a passcode into the podcast that will allow you to activate your sleeper agent cameo. So if you'd like one of your own for that glorious day when it comes, head over to the RMU shop, readymadeutopia.bigcartel.com, and get your cameo plushie today. Hey, you over there. Yeah, you. Did you know that there is a after show for the Experience Corporation called the X-Corp Break Room? It is part of the bonus content you can find on our Patreon bonus content feed. Myself and the rest of the team get together and talk about each arc. So far, we have the first 5 arcs of season 1 all out and waiting for you. And we'll be having break room episodes out for season 2 towards the latter half of the season. So if you like a more traditional podcast and you enjoyed the Q&A episode from season 1, I would strongly recommend subscribing to the Patreon and checking it out. I think in one episode, we talk about for 15 minutes about the politics of breaking up in a Starbucks. You know, just the kind of random South Park humor you can expect from our crew. And now it is that time once again. It's our weekly message time. And like last week, we do not have a weekly message, and that is sad. However, to brighten all of our moods, I wanted to let you know the next 3 messages people get on the show will have a discounted price. If you're a Patreon subscriber, you can get a message on the show for just $25. As long as it is not too crass or inappropriate, I will say it. You could also request Delmont or Cameo or Samerlin or Vanessa or Kate, whatever you'd like. But this only applies to the next 3 messages that people get on the show, so get them in quick. But just because you didn't send in a message doesn't mean that I'm not going to use this time to shout something out. So here we go. This week's shout out goes to Breakfast. Breakfast, you and I have known each other for a very long time, and I'm a very big fan of your work. I think you bring some of the best foods together. You really don't miss, ever. You always deliver, and sometimes you're so good that people eat you for dinner. You vary from place to place. Everyone around the world does you a little bit differently, but you know that you will always be the yolk of my eye. And I love you, Breakfast. And that's your punishment for not giving me real messages, is that you're going to get these. This is what you're going to get. So if you don't want this nonsense, please write in with your own message. And if you do like this nonsense, write in with your own message and make it nonsense. As always, don't forget to like and subscribe, and I'll catch you all next week. Okay, let me see if I can make it sound like I'm getting further away. Bye!
Yes! They kept this place the same!
Where are we?
This is King Skelly's throne room. Basically, they put a guy, Betheramy, super cool dude, in a big skeleton costume, and he chases you around the pitch black room. You have to sneak past him and get to his treasure. A complimentary drink coupon.
That actually sounds kind of fun.
The trick is to be quiet.
We really run into a lot of sound-based obstacles, don't we?
We do. Eat my dust, Slowmont! That's my coupon!
Oh, yeah. Slow down! Oh, it's really dark in here. Cameo! Cameo? Communicator, any progress on locating the Zaptop?
Notification parameter already set. No updates.
Where are you, Top Pal? What was that? Okay, Bethermy, I give up. Which way leads out?
Who burst into the throne room of the Skeleton King?
Cool. Yeah, I'm not playing your little game. Can you turn the lights on?
Dost thou think my chamber's too nightlike and mournful?
No, they're fine. I'm just looking for my friend. Can we stop this and...
Thou will find no friendship in this accursed place.
Cameo? Cameo? Where are you?
You will be silent.
Ah! I know this is supposed to be scary, but I didn't sign anything saying you could attack me.
You snooze, no booze. Or rather, if you're slow, then I get the drink coupon.
Cameo! Look out!
Yeah, you could have said that a bit sooner.
King Skelly is definitely malfunctioning. He's dangerous.
No, that's Bethermy. I'm sure we can just reason with...
All will be quieted in the throne room.
Okay, Rogatomaton, got it.
Cameo, can you distract him for a bit?
For the term entertain, but yes.
Wonderful. Communicator, run reset protocol 1C3.
Commencing reset protocol 1C3. Preparing data configuration.
Hey, King Skelly! What's with all these chains? You trying to rattle my nerves or something?
Speak not of the king's aesthetic decision.
Now!
Welcome back to Bingo Combs.
I knew I recognized that automation protocol.
What did you do?
Our flavor of the day is House of the Raisin Rum. Would you like a sample?
Jokes for Adu, Whiskey Jewels, King Skelly. These are all old Mach 3 Bingo Sam automatons. They've just been repurposed to look and act spooky.
You just have a program for hacking old bingo bots?
Billy and I used to hack the ice cream shop at Bingo Sam's for unlimited free samples. I just wanted to try all the flavors.
This is messed up. And I don't mean your life of crime. This place is supposed to have live actors playing unliving monsters. That's the charm of it. We need to tell the captain.
I'll go anywhere as long as I don't have to hear any more vampire-based humor.
Excuse me, bartender. Do you know where the captain might...
And what can I get for you this evening?
Captain Muldoon? Why are you tending bar?
Certainly not paying the price for cutting the salaries of my employees, if that's what you're wondering.
Well, now it definitely is.
Wait, so Jendal, Frangelica, even the mighty Deborah? They're all fired?
No, not fired. They chose to quit after a strategic realignment. All above board, starboard even.
So that's why this place feels off. Captain Muldoon, you got rid of the black heart and possessed soul of the booze crews.
I had to, okay? The numbers weren't working for the ship at the best of times.
I don't understand. A haunted cruise ship with a vampire-themed comedy club has such broad appeal.
You would think, right? It was either replace the crew or shut the whole thing down.
You might want to shut the whole thing down. Your automata are on the fritz. Jokes Rod who can't tell a joke to save his unlife. Whiskey Jewel sounds terrible, and King Skelly almost killed us.
I guess stealing automata wasn't the cash-saving plan I thought it would be.
I can't believe you, Captain Muldoon. You sold this place out.
Okay, look, it's not what anyone wanted, but that's just business. Now, would you like a pina colada or not?
Well, hold on a second. Maybe I can help.
Delmont, you scab!
I happen to be very interested in magical technology coming out of Bingo Sam Land. It's a bit of a hobby of mine. And I actually might have some ideas to make your automata a little more lifelike, a little less bad. You know, I could take a look at them for you if you wanted.
Really? That would be amazing.
What about the actors who used to work here? Mighty Deborah has beetles to feed.
Oh, they probably already found new jobs anyway. Let's go.
I mean, if you really want to, I guess we can...
Yes, I'd love to help.
Hey, all yours, you could be saving the business here.
Whoa! My spooky Spirilla!
What was that?
Oh, steering wheel. Do whatever you want with those automata. I will be back later.
Come on, Cameo. The great work continues.
I'm sorry, Delmont. This is not the relaxing night I thought it would be.
Are you kidding me? This is great! It's so nice to have something more fun to work on other than my other project.
I kind of wanted you to actually have a night away from your work, though.
Nah, this is way better. There. This protocol should reset all the automatons and amplify their horror matrices. Piece of cake.
You sure you don't want to double-check your work?
Please. This is easy magic. Now, all we have to do is head to the very center of the ship so that we can reset all the automata and they'll be in range. Should be the engine room. Can you lead the way?
Engine room? Oh, no, no. This ship doesn't have an engine room. It has a were-moth's lair. But it's functionally the same thing. Let's go.
Where is my room? Where is my room?
Does she just stand there shoveling coal? Where are the scares?
I think this one was supposed to be more atmospheric. The lady who used to play the were-moth had a performing arts background.
Where is my room?
I'll need to use your comm to amplify the signal across the ship, so... Why is your comm so hot?
Sorry, I keep a lot of games up on it.
Cameo, it's basically burning.
I will never apologize for being a gamer.
There. Okay, should be set. You ready?
I've got my finger over the proverbial big red button.
Okay, and we need to press the button at the same time.
Of course, we're already so in sync. It'll be easy.
All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1,
punch it!
Initiating reset protocol.
Delmont, is the convulsing intentional, or...
Maybe I missed a line of incantation.
Where is my home? Where is my home?
Dang. I think it's still stuck in some kind of shoddy horror code.
The were-moth's not an it, Delmont. She just wants to go home. Hey there, buddy. It's okay.
It's an automaton. It only has limited response functionality.
Hey, buddy, where's your home? We can take you there.
Home? Home is Bingo Sam Land.
Yuck, Bingo Sam Land? Why would you want to go there?
Yuck, my home?
Oh no. I must have triggered a factory reset. I think they're gonna go to where they first came online. Bingo Sam Land. Okay, I'll just run another protocol. Ah! My communicator!
Going home!
I thought automata were supposed to have limited response functionality.
It must think its prime directive is getting back to Bingo Sam Land. Ah! Oh! Why would they build an amusement park automaton that could breathe fire?
We don't have time to contemplate the mercurial minds of Bingo Sam Land designers. We gotta run.
Going home!
Let's get out of here.
Cameo, I need my communicator.
Just leave it. It's not worth it. Careful.
Communicator, you working?
There'll be time for beeps and boops later, Delmont. We gotta run.
Where?
Service door, now! Glad that cheapskate captain invested in a moth-proof door.
My comm is totally fried. Ugh. It's gonna take a whole day to get back online.
If you're a real enough gamer, you can use mine.
Your comm doesn't have my search protocol.
Search protocol?
I mean, automata override. It seems like the attractions on the ship are stuck between their Bingo Sam Land default and whatever horror code the captain botched in.
So you made a mistake and now you can't fix it?
I didn't make a mistake. I just didn't do what I wanted to do the way I meant to do it.
Well, at least it's just the moth that we have to deal with, right?
I don't think so. I'm pretty sure I sent the reset protocol out across the boat.
So what does that mean?
The Skeleton King speaks. A route has been set for the homeland. My loyal subjects,
We ride for Beagle Semlin at once. Sail on.
I guess he's the captain now.
The world of Ready Made Utopia is created by Kate Nichols and Vanessa Thurlow. The Experience Corporation is produced by Caleb Davey. This episode is written by Samuel Levitt and Vanessa Thurlow. The role of Delmont is played by Len Sheth, and Cameo is played by Samuel Levitt. This episode was directed by Vanessa Thurlow. This episode features Mark Miles as King Skelly, Morgan Morris as Jokes Feratu, Matthew Sneed as Stanley Snideman, Caleb Davey as Ogden, Maddie Fanmartino as Rolf, Maya Nell as Captain Sylvia Muldoon, Liana Carrasco Ramos as the Wehrmoth, and Joey Meland as Whiskey Jules. Vanessa Thurlow is director, sound design, producer, and composer. This episode was edited by Rebecca Lynn. Theme song written by Vanessa Thurlow, with words by Vanessa Thurlow and Len Sheth, and it's performed by Christian Rasmussen. All of our artwork is done by Kate Nichols. Our executive producers are Susan Fair, Bob Levitt, and Louise and Raj. And a special thank you to the Elsner Family Fund. Thank you so much for listening. If you want to find out more about the world of Ready Made Utopia, you can follow us on any of the major social media platforms or visit readymadeutopia.com. You can support the podcast by joining the Ready Made Utopia Patreon or by visiting our online shop. Word of mouth does so much to help us reach a wider audience, so if you enjoyed the show, please tell a friend, rate, and review us in your podcast player. On behalf of the entire Experience Corporation team, thank you so much for listening.